News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, concerns have been raised, as people would have seen over the weekend, by, well, one arm of the HSE over the planned injection centre location in Dublin. This while the HSE officially actually backs the entire project. Well, earlier in the show, we heard how programmes like this operate in Amsterdam. To discuss it further, we're joined now by Finian McGrath, the Minister for Disabilities, Independent Alliance TD. Of course, Minister, there was a little bit of confusion in the papers at the weekend. They seem to be implying that you were suggesting that this whole thing might not go ahead. What is your position?
Well, my position is very, very clear that, of course, I understand when people like the HSE raise concerns about issues like the drug treatment centre. But the bottom line is that, as far as I'm concerned, these are very, very important centres to treat people who are on drugs or are addicts. And I just found it very, very unusual that you had a section of the HSE has issued a tender for a controversial drug injection centre and then objected to it being located beside its own offices. So there seems to be a contradiction there. And I feel very, very strongly that we need to ensure that we build these centres, develop these centres. But of course, I think it's essential that they are built, as far as I'm concerned, in communities throughout the city, not just in town, which is my major concern.
Okay, so at the moment, because it's proposed that there's one centre, I suppose, and look, a pilot project will always just have one area. Down around Merchants Quay at the moment, yes. It's looking like, you're saying we need a lot more of them.
I do, yes. I mean, the impression is being given that we say just take in relation to the Merchants Quay project.
Yeah.
Now, I can understand people saying that if they're concerned it's beside a local school and they have genuine concern and these health and safety issues have to be dealt with. But the bottom line is that we need centres for people who are addicted to drugs right across the city in different communities. Because I think it's better that if you have a small number of addicts in different communities, that they're treated locally where people know them, where the health people know them, the local community know them, rather than coming into town and kind of building up ghettos in town that could provide problems in the future.
This does raise the question then about what happens in the area around Merchants Quay, because they'll never spread, you'll never be able to open up other ones if Merchants Quay becomes, or I suppose remains to an extent, an area where people are kind of taking drugs out in public and there's quite a lot of antisocial behaviour. So how important is it then that, I suppose, there's a kind of a cleaning up of the area that goes hand in hand with the drug consumption room opening?
You see, you cannot allow the situation to develop where all the drug treatment centres are in town. It's essential that they're spread throughout the city, and then you get away from the ghettoisation of these particular services. Of course, people are going to have health and safety concerns, but if you have the focus all going into the city centre, that is not good for the city centre. It's not good for the addicts, not good for the families. So the common sense approach is look at the model that they have in Portugal, for example, where they base the whole treatment of drug addicts is based on the health and social care model rather than a criminal model. And they go locally and they are serviced locally and they have reduced the whole addiction to drugs by 9% over the last 3 or 4 years.
Well,
so that's the common sense approach, and that's the approach that I think that every in the HSE and the Department of Health should take.
What areas in Dublin would you have in mind? Would you support some opening up in your constituency?
Absolutely, Cheryl. We already have services in my own constituency and throughout the city. And the other issue, as you see in Drogheda recently, the horrific drug feud that's going on in Drogheda. We need services in Drogheda because it's spilling into feuding and violence, issues like that. So we need them in the local communities, in the small towns in Ireland.
The feuding, though, and violence is to do with drug supply. And unless the state controls that, that'll still be an issue. Like, are you kind of suggesting that the state might kind of want to expand its remit here and actually look at, you know, controlling drug supply as well as drug consumption?
Well, it's a combination of the health and social care model to help and support the addicts. But you also need strong, decisive policing to draw the deal.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, you wouldn't have drug feuding to the same degree if the heroin that was being used in Merchants Quay or in your constituency or Drogheda was the supply, the import and supply was controlled by the state.
Yeah, I take that point, yeah. But the bottom line is that we have to deal with the criminal aspect as well. But we have to focus on this debate about the HSE, about the centres, is about the health and social care model, which I think is the common sense model, which is an example that has been used in Portugal successfully, and that's the road we should go down.
While I have you, Minister, I just wanted to ask you about broadband, actually, because last week, you know, lots of people were sticking their oar in, having their say. The Independent Alliance seemed very quiet. Are you happy with this $3 billion outlay? Are you're content with the amount the state is putting up versus the private developer?
Well, the Independent Alliance has been very, very active in government in relation to the broader debate. And of course there has been a debate about the cost of broadband. And of course, many of us have expressed concerns, and I've made my views known in government.
But you're happy with how much we're putting up versus the bidder?
Well, of course, we'd all love hearing to have a cheaper project than we'd all like. More value for money. But the bottom line is, this is a very historic project, and I would support it. And I think Richard Bruton and Pascal Donoghue are doing a very, very good job. And I think people in rural Ireland need to be treated the same way, with equality, like the rest of us.
All right, we'll leave it there. Minister of State Finian McGrath and Independent Alliance TD, of course, thanks a million for speaking to us.